I'm Andrew James Sawyers with GIS Midday News for Monday, September 17. Coming up, Finance Ministry moving to wrap up wage negotiations. Cornwall Regional Hospital opens new accident and emergency department and Health Ministry to establish suicide helpline. The news in detail after the break.
Government pensioners. As of September 1, 2018, all pension payments from the Accountant General's Department will be done via direct deposit to your bank account. This means no pension payment will be done by check. Pensioners still receiving check payments must return completed banking information forms to the AGD before September 17 to ensure there is no disruption in the payment of pensions. For more information, call 876-922-83207, email info@treasury.gov.jm or WhatsApp 876-818-6583. The Accountant General's Department. Touching the life of every Jamaican.
Now the news. Minister of Finance and the Public Service, Dr. Nadja Clark, says his ministry is working to quickly wrap up wage talks with the remaining public sector groups as soon as possible. Approximately 80% of public sector workers are now under a four-year wage agreement with the government, and Dr. Clark says the administration is looking to capitalize on this momentum.
Clearly, we're working to bring the other groups, and there are only a few left, for us to reach agreement with them as well, and we will sit with them at the appointed time to continue discussions.
Minister Clark was speaking in an interview with GIS News following last week's ceremony for the signing of a wage agreement between the Nurses Association of Jamaica, NAJ, and the government for the 2017 to 2021 contract period. The expanded accident and emergency facility at the Cornwall Regional Hospital is expected to serve twice as many users as the previous establishment. The new unit was officially opened last Thursday and replaces the temporary accident and emergency facility established at the Mount Salem Clinic. The expanded unit also has a mini operating theatre and refreshed aesthetics, making it more comfortable and convenient for patients. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says the improvement of the facility was aligned with the overall development of the hospital.
This is not an ad hoc expansion. Ultimately, it will be integrated into the final product and allow a better service for this facility and for those who need it.
The opening of the expanded A&E section coincided with the introduction of the Compassionate Care Program at Cornwall Regional Hospital. Under the program, over 150 staff members have been trained in improved customer service procedures or healthcare delivery. Meanwhile, a mental health suicide helpline is to be established by the Ministry of Health in partnership with the non-governmental organization Choose Life International. The toll-free 24-hour helpline can be reached at 1-888-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-888-639-5433. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says the helpline will ensure persons with mental health issues have ready access to a support team, particularly persons suffering from depression and suicidal thoughts.
The challenge of suicide is linked, of course, to mental illness, and it's a challenge that no one entity can confront. It requires a understanding, sensitization, and a holistic approach to dealing with it.
Minister Tufton was speaking at the recent Choose Life International World Suicide Prevention Day seminar at the Jamaica Conference Center in Kingston. He says the ministry is working to increase access to its child guidance clinics, which offer mental health services to children and adolescent youth. And 50 National Housing Trust NHT contributors in Longville, Clarendon, have been presented with keys and letters of possession to houses and service lots at Longville Vista and Longville Court. Minister Without Portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Carl Samuda, says the project included accommodation for nurses and members of the security forces, as well as the trade union movement.
There can hardly be a more important area of development in our country than the construction of houses to provide for the low income especially and the middle income families.
Minister Samuda adds that the NHT will be looking to build more houses across the island on lands that are not capable of being irrigated. The developments in Clarendon, which comprise a total of 127 new housing solutions, include 43 studios and 46 serviced lots in Longville Vista and 38 semi-detached studio units in Longville Court. That was GIS News. I'm Andrew James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.